Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Ray on I-5 North is. Ray, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ray. Were you tuned into the men's room yesterday at 5:40 for the cheat sheet?
Well, I mean, maybe.
Oh.
Let me put it to you this way. If I was in the ring with Steve, I'd have to bring a chair.
Okay. It's a no disqualification match. I'm bringing in some light tubes.
Okay.
Death match. No?
All right, Steve. He's
Kendo
ready to
stick.
Rock. You better get out of here.
Brass knuckles?
Sure.
Something?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Table?
For those playing along at home, Ray will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
In the card game Crazy Eights, which cards are wild?
The Eights.
Yeah. What century was the first Thanksgiving?
I'm sorry, say again.
What century was the first Thanksgiving?
16?
No.
15?
No.
17?
Yes. Who is the sidekick in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom?
Eddie.
No.
I don't know, Pat.
What U.S. state is home to the Po' Boy sandwich?
Louisiana.
Correct. Which color in the visible spectrum has the longest wavelength?
Red.
Yes. What was the name of the dog on Frasier?
Eddie.
Yeah. How many elements of the Chinese zodiac are there?
5?
Yes. What decade was Kleenex invented?
20s.
Yes. A hair that curls back on itself and penetrates the skin is called what?
Ingrown hair.
Correct. How many Canadian provinces make up the Maritime provinces?
5.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct. Ray, that is a very good score.
Yay. Yeah.
Here comes Steve.
All right.
He brought brass knuckles.
I did.
Uh-oh.
Steve, are you ready?
I believe that I am.
Oh, yeah.
Do it for Macho Man.
In the card game Crazy Eights, which cards are wild?
Eights?
Yes. What century was the first Thanksgiving?
What century? Let's go 17.
That's the one. Okay. Who is the sidekick in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom?
Short Round.
That's him. What U.S. state is home to the Po' Boy sandwich?
Louisiana.
Correct. Which color in the visible spectrum has the longest wavelength?
Which color? Red.
Yeah. What was the name of the dog on Frasier?
Oh, crap. Miles?
No.
That was his brother, right? What the hell is his name? Fifi.
No.
Fartsky.
No. How many elements of the Chinese zodiac are there?
Elements. 4.
No.
6.
No.
9.
Nice, but no. What decade was Kleenex invented?
Let's go 40s.
No.
30s.
No.
50s.
No. A hair that curls back on itself and penetrates the skin is called what?
Ingrown.
Yes. How many Canadian provinces make up the Maritime Provinces?
7.
No.
6.
No.
5.
No. With time on the clock, Steve, you got a score of 6, and that is not enough to beat wow. Ray. Ray got 8. Congratulations, Ray. 8-6.
Thank you.
Great game.
Wow. I mean... The cheat sheet was definitely a little bit handy there, I will say. He did know that the name of the dog on Frasier is Eddie.
Eddie.
Yeah. And the elements of the Chinese zodiac, there are 5. They are wood, fire, water, earth, and metal. Kleenex was invented in the 1920s.
I was going to go that right. Yeah.
And the Canadian provinces that make up the Maritime Provinces, there are 3. They are New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, and Prince Edward Island.
All right.
Congratulations. 2 losses so far this morning, Steve.
Coming back strong.
At 8:50. The Daily Mix Show. You might have seen the story about a Chicago brewery that has brewed a beer called Da Pope.
Da Pope.
Inspired by Pope Leo. So Da Pope. Now that beer has gotten into the hands of the actual Pope. Well, the owner of the brewery, he's originally from the state of Washington. And we're going to chat with him after Red Hot Chili Peppers. Steve Miggs, ever since the new Pope was elected.
Yes.
From Chicago, the very first American Pope in history. We just keep learning more and more cool facts about this guy.
What is he, Pope Leo?
Yeah, Pope Leo.
Chicago guy. He loves the White Sox, not the Cubs.
That's about all I know.
And apparently now he has a beer that was brewed in his honor. And we have the brewer on the phone right now. His name is Brent from Burning Bush Brewery. Brent, good morning. This is just the coolest, craziest, most random story ever.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, Brent Raskin. I'm from Spokane, Washington. I went to Washington State.
Go Cougs!
Go Cougs. So also there's, with y'all being in Seattle, there's that connection too. We've lived in the Chicago area since 2011. Yeah, still pinch myself. I've got that question a lot this week. How does it feel that your beer is now in the Pope's fridge? And it's pretty crazy.
That's what I was going to say. Like, you make a beer that's inspired by him. You call it the Pope. And... did you know that the governor was going to be like, here, Pope, here's your beer? Like, how did that even happen?
Yeah, no, it was super cool. So Governor Pritzker came here last June when we first released the Pope beer right after he was elected. And we were on the local TV station on the news. And after it aired, someone from Governor Pritzker's office called and said he wanted to come here and try the beer. So we did come last June and tried the beer, and it was super generous to my staff and family, and it was a great guy. I got pictures. So that we had that connection. And then 2 Saturdays ago, one of his PR person called me and said, hey, Governor Pritzker is going to the Vatican this week and wants to bring your beer as a gift. Can we stop by and grab it this afternoon? I'm like, of course, absolutely. And so my staff hooked him up and gave him shirts and stickers too. And then I didn't know exactly when it was going to happen, but then Wednesday morning, everything started blowing up. I'm like, oh, wow, here we go. It actually happened.
So have you heard whether or not the Pope Leo has tried the beer? And if so, have you heard about, like, if he likes it or not?
I would love to know. I don't know. You'd like to think that maybe he would try it at some point. You've never seen him on camera or on pictures, which might be on purpose. But, you know, Catholics, you know, with communion and wine, like, you know, it's probably likely that he drinks and hopefully he tries it at some point, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm picturing Pope Leo like on a lazy boy watching the Blackhawks game, and he's just like, hey, you know what? I got to pop this beer.
Yeah.
Sure. We're chatting with Brent Raska, who's the owning of Burning Bush Brewery. And we need to do a little backstory on that as well, because you founded this brewery as a former pastor. How do you make the transition from being a pastor into owning a brewery?
Yes, it's a great question. I was a solo pastor from a small church from 2013 to 2018, and it closed sadly. And so I was like, I could keep being a traditional pastor, or what am I going to do? And I've been homebrewing and working on a business plan. And it was just, my wife is a true saint. We had a 2-year-old and she was 8 months pregnant. And this is January 2018. And I'm now don't have a job and I'm going to start a brewery. So God bless her. And it took 2 years to get, you know, to find a location, to get a loan, building permit, liquor license, all the stuff that goes into it. And we finally opened January 30th. 2020, and our grand opening was March 6th of 2020, a week before COVID hit. So
great timing.
The timing was nuts. So the fact, I mean, it's kind of a full circle moment. So opening right when COVID happened, so now my beer's in the Pope's fridge. Like, I can't believe we come this far and all the stuff we had to come through.
Now, I see on your website, which is burningbushbrewery.com, people could get the Pope t-shirt, which I think is just so cool. Are there hopes of maybe making it so that people outside of the Chicago area could get their hands on the Pope beer?
You know, yeah, a lot of conversations have been happening. Maybe someday. We're still very small and setting that up. We're canning it again in a couple of weeks because the demand. Once the news hit, we ran out like the next day.
Well, if anyone could help you, we'd think Pope Leo can maybe make it happen.
I mean, yeah, that's the guy. Sure. But you know, it's part of why we did it. You know, like we're not pushing religion. Everybody's welcome here, but the story of being a pastor and our beer names, you know, like Lion's Den, Red Sea, Sour Babel, you know, we followed the theme. People latch onto that and have fun with it. And see all the different breweries out there, how do you stand out? So that's helped us stand out and be memorable. So,
no, I love it. And I bet you always, people do get a fun reaction when people do find out that you were once a pastor as well. Because I know, like not being a pastor, but like I play drums for my worship team. And whenever people find that out, they're like, wait, what? And I'm like, yeah, I play drums for Jesus. And it always gets like wow, that's interesting. Imagine that you probably get a lot of interesting looks when people do find out that you were once a pastor.
Yeah, it's funny. Sometimes you see the light bulb click on, they see Burning Bush, they see the beer menus, the beer names, and they decide, like, wait a second. And so that's fun to see that light bulb clip. Some people are like, whoa, should I be here? I'm not religious. I'm like, yeah, of course, it's for everybody. Like, this is not, like, everybody's welcome, you know? And speaking of that, it's cool that J.B. Pritzker, who was Jewish, delivered beer to Catholic Pope, made by a Presbyterian pastor. So it was a very ecumenical theme going on there.
So much fun, Brent. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us about the Pope beer. I'm also seeing that 4-packs support the North Center's Common Pantry, which is so cool. You guys are doing wonderful things at Burning Bush Brewery. And yeah, cheers. And go Cougs.
Yeah, go Cougs. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
The Daily Mix Show.
You and your go Cougs. Gotta get that in there.
Can't stop, won't stop. Former Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith is in the news for flipping off his fans after a big loss for the Raiders over the weekend.
Can't stop, won't stop losing.
No, he can't. And many, they're not very happy with him with that little flipping of the bird. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
The Raiders had yet another disappointing loss.
This one, lost to the Browns.
24-10 to the Browns at home in Vegas. So after the game, this video has now surfaced of quarterback Geno Smith, maybe you've heard of him, flipping off the fans. And the fans are not happy with him.
He's very nonchalant in it, too. It's pretty awesome.
Blame it on me.
Yeah, we are, because it was you.
Mitchell Renz is the host of a popular Raiders podcast called Raiders Report, and he had this to say.
I just saw a video of Geno Smith running off the field after that game, flipping off Raiders fans. I got a word for you, Geno. With all due respect, you can go f*** yourself.
Wow. Blame it on me.
Anytime that someone says, with all due respect, you know what's coming afterwards involves very little respect.
It's like when someone says, you know I love you, but and then you have to spew some hateful stuff.
100%.
Yes.
The team also not very happy about this. They ended up releasing a statement that said, the Raiders are aware of an obscene gesture made by Geno Smith toward fans following Sunday's game at Allegiant Stadium. We are disappointed in his actions and have discussed the incident with Geno. We hold the Raider Nation in the highest regard and take this matter seriously.
Maybe they should be disappointed in his performance also on the field. The rest of the team, like their offensive line. He was getting sacked like crazy, too.
So bad. And many had opinions on this gesture from Geno. So let's go straight to the comments.
We found a bunch of these comments, and I figured who better to read them than a man who's known for flipping off people on music videos and on records and in pictures. He's a very popular rapper, and he's known for using his middle finger in a lot of pictures. Eminem. Nailed it.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so Slim Shady, Marshall Mathers.
Blame it on me.
We can also blame it on Eminem, I guess. Are you ready for the first comment about Geno Smith flipping off Raiders fans?
Oh, yeah.
I'm waiting on a Geno apology, but we know he doesn't care. I'm disappointed in the reporters for not asking.
I feel like the reporters would have asked if they would have seen it. I didn't see this video surface until like later in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Even Monday morning was where I saw it going viral. I'd be curious to see when his next press conference is. I got to imagine there's going to be a reporter that's going to ask him about it.
100%. You can't leave that out.
And he'll take accountability like he always does. And he'll say like he's got to be better like he always does. And then he never is.
No. It's just rough year.
Geno Smith can disrespectfully get the f*** out of the Raiders roster.
I like that this person's not even being respectful. He said it's disrespectful.
I appreciate the honesty.
I don't even just want him benched. Get him TF out of here.
Also funny that he's cursed him out in the first part of his message, but then used TF later, yeah. Which is, yeah.
I don't even just want him benched. Get him TF out of here.
Okay, thanks. We got it.
These aren't the actions of a pro football quarterback. These are the actions of a teenage boy who had his PlayStation taken from him.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a very good look, that's for sure.
But in all fairness, pro football players, just like by us and many people who, you kind of make an arrested development. I don't feel like any of us have grown up.
No, not at all.
Then again, I'm not flipping off an entire fan base because I played poorly.
Wait, not even at one of your wrestling matches?
That doesn't count.
As the season ticket holder, I'm going to file a complaint, encourage every other season ticket holder to file a complaint and get this guy gone.
Okay, Karen.
I'm going to file a formal complaint.
You really think that's going to work?
No.
No. Also, you mentioned something, and I was trying to think, do you remember the last time you flipped somebody off? Because you're right. I flip people off because they flip me off in the wrestling ring, and it's a lot of fun. But that's more of like, you know, that's just what we do. I cannot think of the last time that I legitimately flipped somebody off out of anger.
I don't really do it. You know what I do is I give the thumbs down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I do the thumbs up.
Boo.
That's so much more hurtful.
It is. Yeah.
I blow them kisses.
It's like, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. Here's a thumbs down.
Danny, do you remember the last time you flipped somebody off, not for funsies?
Right now.
Okay. Moving on.
Geno wouldn't have done that if the team was still in Oakland. Just saying.
Oh.
That's the problem. Yeah. That's the issue.
Still, he'd be too scared to piss off the Oakland fan base.
Yeah.
No wonder he got his jaw broke by a teammate.
Yeah, that was back when he was in the Jets, though.
Crazy.
Yeah, he wasn't flipping off his teammates, just the fans now. he's grown up.
Yeah, he's changed.
Get rid of Pete and Geno. Send them back to Seattle. Take Tyler Lockett, too.
No, thank you.
Tyler could come hang out.
I like Tyler.
Yeah, but we're fine with our head coach and our quarterback now.
Yeah, I think we broke up and it's going to stay that way.
I saw something that I posted, like the stats of Geno Smith right now. And it's he's through 11 games. He's completed 66% of his passes, or a little bit more than that. He has 13 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. He's taken 41 sacks.
Oh.
And has a 29.4 QBR, which ranks him 32nd. In the NFL.
I'd be flipping people off too, I think.
Yeah, the 41 sacks thing is crazy. I think he got sacked 9 times in that game.
Ouch.
To give it a little perspective, Sam Darnold's been sacked, I think, 11 times all season.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's, kind of feel bad for the guy.
Some people are even saying, well, yeah, look who his offensive line coach is. He's kind of screwed. It's Pete Carroll's son.
Oh, geez.
And that's a whole other conversation that's going on right now, that Pete has two of his sons coaching for him, and everyone's like, when's the nepotism going to end? This team sucks, and part of it's because of his sons.
Clearly it's not working.
And there's rumors that that's part of the divide that happened between him and Schneider, is because Schneider wanted one of his sons out. And Pete was like, no, you can't fire him. This is all alleged rumor stuff going on. But you got to love the good gossip.
Oh, for sure.
One more comment?
Of course.
In preseason, Seattle fans tried to tell us, and we laughed when he flipped them off.
Yeah, we did. We told you guys.
You didn't listen.
No.
The Daily Mix Show.
Blame it on me.
We are so close to hitting $5,000 this morning for coats for kids. Operation Warm is happening right now. What are we, $39 away from $5,000, Steve Miggs?
Yeah, last I checked, thanks to Issa Fig... You pronounce it.
Figueroa. Did I nail it?
Well, they donated $25 to Coats for Kids, so we're getting closer and closer. We are just a couple dollars away from $5,000 raised. We are still a ways away from our $50,000 goal, but we're getting closer and closer.
You can make a donation in any amount because it does all add up at KISW.com.
Oh, shout out to Rich Samper. Donated $250 to Coats for Kids. You're the man, Rich.
We know that many rockaholics are just waking up and starting the day, and you're maybe slightly curious as to what is happening out there in the world. So we've gone through it all, and we're going to tell you what's trending.
Trending. On the Daily Mix Show. What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Guns N' Roses have launched a huge 2026 world tour with the North American leg running from July 23rd through September 19th. They're going to be hitting Toronto, Las Vegas, Vancouver, British Columbia,
nice,
and Atlanta, plus their first Rose Bowl show in 30 years.
You know where you are!
Clearly not in Washington, because I didn't see any Washington dates.
No, there are. The closest for us is Vancouver, B.C.
You're in the jungle, babe!
And they're also releasing two new songs, Nothing and Atlas, will be out on December 2nd, and the tour tickets go on sale December 5th.
I'm curious to hear what these new songs are going to sound like. Are they songs that they were working on before they all got back together? You know, because they released some stuff that they were like tinkering around with during like the Chinese Democracy record.
Sure.
I wasn't feeling those.
Mm-mm.
But I'd be really curious to hear what they could put out. Like, if they got into a room together and, like, worked on some new songs that are current. Because Duff still could write some good songs. Slash has written some really cool songs with the Conspirators. Axel, I feel like, needs to listen to Duff and Slash when it comes to writing songs, personally.
I think they just need to write some, you know, rock vocals song that are in a lower octave for him.
Yes. There was a video where, like, his voice kind of went back to how it used to sound for a second. It almost reminded me of, do you remember in South Park the scene where Cartman, like, he was singing like "Oh Holy Night" and he was getting like zapped, and then one day like zapped him so good that he eventually started singing really well.
Maybe Axel got zapped.
And he got zapped for a second, but you're right. Like, they need to write songs that are maybe in a register that he can still sing.
Yeah, something that's a little more tailored for the current day.
So I know you enjoy an edible or two from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Are you much of a fan of like the reggae music, including Jimmy Cliff?
Yeah, of course.
Sad news happened. 81 years old, sadly passed away. He suffered a seizure followed by some pneumonia, according to his wife, who shared the news on Instagram. I haven't thought about Jimmy in a minute, but man, I feel like this song, you just walk around like the dorms in college and you knew people were just smoking weed behind those doors. He always brought the good vibes. We've lost Taryn.
One of only two Jamaicans to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Who's the other?
Who do you think?
Bob Marley?
There you go.
All right, don't get so aggressive. She almost beat you up there. Brother, we're talking about happy, chill reggae music, and she gave me a look like she was going to punch me. Do you remember this one then also? This was a good one.
Be my entire personality for the rest of the day.
You act like it's not your entire personality, your entire life anyway.
No, this is just another Tuesday for us. Sheesh.
The Daily Mix Show. Steve
Miggs, not trying to be a negative Nancy while this music is playing.
Too late.
But you lost twice so far today in Beat Miggs. Can the listeners make it a third?
I don't think so, because you know what they say.
What do they say?
The harder they come, the harder they fall.
206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you would like to play Beat Migs at 850.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.